this coming weekend, or Saturday to be exact, from 10 to 5, if you drive past South Central Park in North Ridgeville, just past Bainbridge and 83, you'll see some unique event going on. This is the 13th annual Skunk Fest, and here to talk about that, organizer Deb Cipriani. Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How's everybody out there?
We're good. How are your skunks doing these days? Ready to...
They are getting ready. They're getting ready for competition. They're getting prepped up. They're getting bathed. And for the stiff competition, we got people from California coming in. We got people from North Carolina, Florida, Michigan, Indiana, Pennsylvania. So we got people from all states coming in for this event.
Deb, what kind of competition?
It's going to be king and queen, prince and princess, and their court. What they do is the judges come in, and they're judging just like a cat or dog show. They're looking at the overall conformation of the skunk, the color, if it's fat, if it's not fat, look at the nails. And we also have fun contests like Skunk Run, Best Detective, Most Talented, Best Dressed. So, and there's something for everybody at the Skunk Fest. There's going to be a whole bunch of different dog rescues, cat rescues. A lot of local rescue groups are going to be there showing their animals. And we have people coming in from Pennsylvania and Kentucky with different skunk items. It's going to be a big event. We're getting bigger and bigger every year.
I was there last year, and I enjoyed the costume contest.
I noticed you stayed a long time, too.
It was fun. I enjoyed that. It was interesting. Not only the ideas of what costumes it is just depending on whether the skunks were interested in participating in something like that. So.
Actually, there is going to be a lady this year. She has been designing a lot of costumes for the skunks. So anybody that comes with their pet skunks this year and they don't have a costume, she has a whole bunch for sale.
Now, every year, every other year, at different points, there's media that come from around the world or filmmakers. Any news on that front this year?
This year, we were supposed to get National Geographic. That's still up in the air. A new program is supposed to start for the National Geographic. And actually, there's a news crew coming in from the West, Alt 26 something. It's a different news station or that comes in. I'm not sure, but yes, there is somebody different coming in.
Deb, the other day when we talked about setting up today's interview, you mentioned to me that you just got back in town. Tell us about your trip.
Oh my gosh. My skunks are going to have a small part in the new program. It's a movie coming out, Brothers-in-Law. It's being filmed now in Oregon. And they chose three of my skunks, and they flew us out to Oregon and put us up, and they had an animal trainer to train my three skunks, and they're going to be in the movie. And it's starring, actually, Bill Pullman, Rita Wilson, and some of the cast from Saturday Night Live. So there's some named stars in there.
Who are the star skunks that you brought to them?
Okay, Mauve. Mauve is the one she plays for the mother. And then there's Dennis and Hazel. They're two twins. They're playing as the babies. They're adults, but they never grew. And all of them are rescues. All three are rescues. So it makes it extra special. Mom's 5 years old, so she handled that trip pretty well on the airlines and everything.
Are they all black and white, or are they different color?
They chose black and white. And what they did, it wasn't safe for the skunks to be flown from Portland, Oregon, to the chute because it was close to Crater Lake. They hired a driver and a vehicle to drive us 5 hours all the way there and then back.
Well, what kind of conversations do you have with a driver when you're going 5 hours with skunks in tow?
Well, he didn't really talk much. It was in the middle of the night. The only thing we've talked about is, do we smell smoke? And because you know all the fires are out there.
Oh, right, sure.
Yeah, well, guess what? We definitely seen smoke, so we kind of hightailed out of that area and headed down there. But it was interesting that we talked. They like the skunks. Everybody loved the skunks out there. Well, they don't see skunks up and close. They think of Pepe Le Pew, the kind that smell. So, and these skunks don't smell.
Is this your first time in touch with Hollywood?
We have been in PBS Nature, Is That Skunk? The first program was Miracle Pets. It was about my story, how I got started with Daisy and how she got deathfully sick and how I started, you know, trying to save my skunk. But in the process, it started a whole new ball game to helping skunks throughout the United States. Well, actually helping skunks throughout the world with maybe issues, different issues they may have. So my first skunk, Daisy, she was my teacher. And so we've been on several different programs, but the skunks never really played in a part like this before.
Well, the rescue part you're talking about is the skunk haven.
Yes. We do rescue people's pet skunks throughout the world, actually. We have reps in different countries, and we have reps representatives throughout the United States. And people that buy skunks that don't want them, of course, we'll take them in. We're like a sanctuary. And we may do adoptions, or we may keep them, or people that bring them here may want us to keep them forever, and that's in the paperwork. And we got all different colors. So at the Skunk Fest, you're going to see albinos, you're going to see brown and white, you're going to see smoked. There is lavender skunks, but I don't think there's going to be any there. But there's going to be apricot and many, many different colors because people think of skunks as black and white. Well, as you've seen, there's more than black and white.
Exactly. It's a rainbow sort of colors. I like the apricot colors. Those kind of have a unique...
There is a lady coming in from Pennsylvania, and this is going to be a first line of all different colors. You know how people have stuffed skunks, stuffed animals, and mostly you see black and white?
Right.
Well, she made all different colors.
Well, that's to appeal to the people with skunks who want to have sort of a replica of the one that they have so
exactly.
that they can identify with
that. Well, there's a lot of people out there that just like skunks, period. I mean, I get people all the time that don't have skunks that just like skunks.
What's the craziest skunk item you have that's, you know, like salt and pepper shakers or keychains or something like that? Do you have anything like those things?
I think the funniest thing that I have is a skunk with a gas mask on it. That one was a little unique.
Deb, what's it like for someone to have a pet skunk, a skunk in the home?
The skunk in a home, well, they may or may not go in a litter box. Some open refrigerator doors, so we have locks on refrigerator doors. They are very highly intelligent animals. They're very clean animals. But a skunk, like any pet, is not for everybody. We have to maintain their diet and make sure they eat a well-balanced diet, which consists of fresh vegetables, fruit, and I do grain-free dog food. And anything we're supposed to eat healthy, you know, we give it to them. So skunks may like one person. They may, just like a cat, they may like one person. They may not like the other person. They might be sociable. They might not be sociable. Some sleep in bed. Some don't. They're all individual.
When I have dogs, and when certain weather comes through, they act a certain way, or cats. Do skunks kind of have a sense of any kind of impending weather situations?
Some of them don't like the lightning, but other than that, they usually sleep through everything. I'm the one who's usually running around with all these tornado threats we're getting around here.
Gathering them down to the lowest level,
Yep. So I'm the one who's more frantic than the rest of them.
How many skunks can you carry at one time, Deb?
Down, I try to carry as many as I can, but I have all caging in the basement.
Oh, okay.
Because that's required. I'm federally licensed, so I have all these licenses, so I got to abide by all the laws and permitting laws and everything. And to own a pet skunk just as a normal person, you do have to get a permit in the state of Ohio, and you cannot take anything out of the wild to make it as your pet. It is very illegal. You would have to get one from a licensed breeder or dealer or adoption from us. That has federal licensing and an Ohio permit. So you got to have two permits.
And those are the kind of things people can find out if they have questions related to that or just have a lot of fun this coming Saturday from 10 to 5. It's over at South Central Park in North Ridgeville, the 13th annual Skunk Fest. Deb, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Well, hopefully you'll stop by this Saturday.
Well, I got my picture taken with the big skunk that roams around there. Does he have a name? Craig was trying to know if he has...
Quasi. I think it's Quasi.
Okay.
And he's all the way from Missouri. He drives all the way from that.
Wow.
So the people come from all around. And there's another big skunk that normally comes, and he comes in from Pennsylvania. So people come from all over. It's something to see. It's unique. It's different. It's open to the public. And just come on down and check it out. So, rain or shine.
Sounds great. Skunk Fest 2014 this coming Saturday at South Central Park, North Ridgeville. Deb Cipriani, our guest this morning. Thanks, Deb, for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.